Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. The priority of parents is to raise children in a manner that will direct them to become men and women who represent God and His purpose, that they become living examples of Jesus in a lost world. The unexpected death of Maggie Scott's son, Philip, gave rise to much more than his demise. Maggie's highly acclaimed nonfiction book, Only on Loan, A Reminder, Not Yours for Keeps, relates an understanding that people are on loan to us for a specific time. And just as with borrowed items, we are responsible to care for them and develop them to be instruments of God. Maggie also describes the grief she endured over her son's passing, but saw he belonged to God all along, God's instrument for a season. The eldest of seven, Maggie was born and raised in Mississippi until the age of 10. In the mix of many opportunities during several years of employment at the City of Hope Medical Center, Maggie became interested in healthcare, was fortunate to gain positions and experience that would lead her to higher education, art degree, bachelor's degree in healthcare management, master of public health degree, adjunct faculty for community colleges, workshops, and seminar group leader. At the age of Aggie 82, Maggie is retired, continues to work on her third book, Yes, You Are Your Brother's Keeper. And Maggie Scott, author of Only on Loan, A Reminder, Not Yours for Keeps, is our guest on This Week in America. Maggie, welcome to the program. It's a delight to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. I've been looking forward to it since I heard.
Well, and I've been looking forward to talking with you because the book is getting excellent reviews, really helping a lot of people because you shared your message, what you went through. What inspired you to write Only on Loan?
Rick, you know, I have had to think about that many times, but I think I've settled on the fact that what started me on Only on Loan was my grief. It was the grief and the loneliness and missing that son, because no matter how many you have children, they each are alone in so many ways.
Yes.
And that son was gone, and I could not understand within my reasons as why he was gone. And that may not make sense until you have the experience of losing somebody. Of course, we all will and have lost somebody at some time, but it was the grief that drove me the most. And so I start looking for an answer. And because I love God and God loves me, and I try to do everything to please Him, I start looking into the scripture, which I read really, really often. I want to know what is wrong? What is God saying about when we lose people we love? And I stumbled on 1 Samuel, the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 18. And I started reading about Hannah, a handmaiden of God, who was barren and had not had any children, and read that story. It's really a good medicine for a grieving heart. And that's what started me.
With us on the program is Maggie M. Scott. She's the author of Only on Loan, A Reminder, Not Yours for Keeps. You find the book available at all the usual places at readersmagnet.com included in there. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly and get information. You mentioned stumble upon, and you talk freely about, you really thought God was sort of guiding you on this journey, wasn't He? That giving you some guidance, and it was sort of like what you could do to help other people. He was leading you to.
Absolutely, it wasn't haphazard with Him. It was with me.
Yeah, yes.
And I couldn't have made it without His guidance. I couldn't have made it. I couldn't have gone on and been what He called me to be.
And talking about the title, let's focus on Not Yours for Keeps. What is meant by that?
Well, you know, this is a process in so many ways. It's like what we do every day. People borrow from us. We borrow and loan. And a loan simply means you got to give it back.
Exactly.
At some way, you got to give it back. And it's... and the loved ones the Lord put in our life, whether it's our loved ones, our friends, and even our enemies, they won't last always either.
That's true. That's true.
So, because it's alone, God formed man, me and you. He formed man from the dust of the ground. And we're going to have to go back to where we came from. Our Bible tells us that we're not here to stay. We came from dust, and to dust we will return. That's what he tells us in his word. So, not mine for keeps. I think about the parables that work into this process so well, Rick, and that being people have loaned you things. We've borrowed, you know, throughout our life from childhood on up. And sometimes if we're not very diligent, we will not take care of what we borrow. You know, you loan them a tool, loan your rake to your neighbor, and he leaves it out in the rain. He leaves it out on the street and it gets run over. Any number of things can happen when we don't pay attention to what is loaned to us.
Yes.
Actually, we ought to take care of it more so because it's on loan.
Well, and that's one of the messages that comes across. There's so many valid messages in the book, messages that we all, as you just said, will go through something similar to this in our lives. Many of us have already dealt with this. The book is Only on Loan by Maggie M. Scott. In chapter 8 of the book, you introduce your readers to the term a glimpse of urgency. Elaborate on that, if you would. I like that term. Explain what that exactly means.
That is so important to me. It was almost, Rick, it was almost as though the Lord just dropped it in my mind while I was yet typing and putting it in. Just a glimpse, and I have to do a little explaining here on that. If you have, and I know you have, been driving along in your car and you see something on the billboard that you wasn't quite sure what you saw, but you think you saw it and you want to see it again, you want to get a better glimpse of it, a better view of it, I should say.
Yes.
But you've got to do it real fast because you're driving. And you've got to be real careful because you're going to hit somebody or somebody yeah, might hit
exactly.
you.
Exactly, yes.
The whole point being you don't have long to look because a glimpse is partial and a glimpse is quick. And its urgency is that you won't come back this way again. So you have to take time when you see the first time, I'm talking about the billboard now, the best you can, get the best view you can get and find out what it is. Oh, it's not what I thought it was. I'm glad I really looked at that good because I can use that. Well, and people we meet in our lives, everywhere, anywhere, we have to quickly decide that these individuals are worth our time. They're worth me smiling at them. They're worth me giving them what I can give them. It's not ours to keep because it's not ours in the first place.
Yes.
But that urgent glimpse of urgency, you got to do it quick. You got to treat people right quick. Now that might yes. sound a little redundant. You got to do what you're doing quick and you got to do it in an urgent manner. Because you don't have a long time to choose.
You know, it's another one of those.
That's your glimpse of urgency.
Yes, a glimpse of urgency. It's so simple, yet it says so much. A powerful set of four words that you put together. And again, one of the messages, one of the strong messages that you will retain after reading Maggie's book, Only on Loan, a reminder, not yours for keeps. The book available at Amazon, Reader's Magnet, all the usual places. Your son Philip is referred to as your Hannah child. Explain what that means.
It became kind of comical after a while, but we have a very close Bible study group. I've been in this group several years, 10 it probably. My husband and I both were in it before he passed. And because we could discuss what we need to discuss in the Word of God and see where the Lord is bringing us and how he's taking us through. I shared with this group about my son's passing. And this was actually before I got in the group that he passed. But they have an atmosphere that you can just kind of say what's on your mind so they can pray with you and you can pray with them. When I told them about the book of 1 Samuel and the circumstances, how I came about praying for my child, I didn't know who he was at that time. I prayed for him, but I got that prayer from Hannah in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. I got that prayer from her. She prayed to God that he would give her a man child. I didn't pray for a man child. I just prayed that the Lord would bless this child now that I find that I am carrying. And I told the Lord, that's just what I needed. And I'm a little bit ahead now because I should be telling you that my second child, our second child was a girl, and we lost her at birth. She was born alive, but only was with us maybe an hour or so. It was a loss that I could hardly feel that I could stand. And so my grief was still there. And a few months later, I discovered that I was now carrying this child that is my Hannah child. That's how he got the name Hannah, because of the story of Hannah.
That's an interesting story, and I was curious about that, and you explained it in the book. The book is only on loan. Maggie M. Scott is our guest on the program. I want to talk a little bit more about this concept of borrowing, because I really like you break this down so we can understand the message in the book. How does it relate to the title and subtitle of the book?
Well, if it's only on loan, that means you got to pay it back. And when you borrow something, it's the time is going to come. You may not be ready for it when the time comes, Rick, but the time will come that you've got to pay it back. And the borrower does not gain right to what the item he has borrowed except by the permission of the owner.
Yes.
Okay, so it works just like the borrowing we do every day. The banks borrow money, but you got to pay it back and all that. But just substitute it with God, his will, his way, and what he requires of us.
That is so well said. Maggie Scott, our guest on the program, you speak about your journey. Where might one's journey begin?
You know, one's journey begins when one recognizes they own the journey.
Okay.
And
okay.
That's when it begins. Some recognize it very early. Some don't recognize it early, and they just stumble through. But the journey is all that the Lord allows you to come through and to make it. It's the journey. It will be sadness. It will be surprises. You'll have some joys in that journey as well, but the time will come is that your journey will have stoplights and intersections like the street. It'll have things that you didn't know existed, but that's your journey. Your journey may not be like anybody else's.
You know, as you're on that journey, you meet so many people, you interact with so many people. Is there a purpose for everyone in our life?
Everyone that we are blessed to touch, and I don't mean necessarily with our hand. Even one that we stand in line at the DMV to go up. Everybody that the Lord allows you to rub with, talk with. They're important. Everybody's important because God made them all. He made each of us, and he wants us and he requires us to be like him and to love each and every one individual that we meet, that we know. Just, you know, we have degrees of which our contact and relationships will be, and that's reasonable. The word of God makes room for that you're not going to have the same relationship with your mother that you would have with your neighbor, you know, she might say, oh, she's like a mother to me. But it's different.
It's different.
So there we are. We've got to consider everything God made is good, Rick. Let me just put it in that basket. Everything he made was good, and he made everything.
Yes.
So what I'm saying here, if God made it, it's good. And, you know, he told Peter in the upper room to don't call anything that he made bad. Because Peter, that's when Peter learned and was God was letting him know that you've got to love those people that you've been trained to hate. You've got to love them. So that's where we are as far as loving everybody. Everybody that touches in any way. I think I have adapted this in my life. It doesn't matter how little contact I have or how little relationship I have with anybody. I want them to be able to see, to feel the love of God in me for them.
It's such a remarkable story by a remarkable author. Maggie Scott has been through so much. She's done the research for us. She lays it out there. It's such an insightful book, Only on Loan, a reminder, not yours for keeps. In chapter 3 of Only on Loan, you give some of the many ways that God uses us to fulfill his purpose. Give an example of how you are used for his purpose. Oftentimes, we probably don't even realize it.
No, many times we don't realize it. And oftentimes, what he has given us to do and to be, it is so painless until we don't recognize it as having come from God. It's just... He just requires us to be obedient, to love him, and he will direct and guide us into what it is that he wants us to be, to become, and to do that fulfills his purpose. We are the righteousness of God, and we are to please him. That's our whole purpose here. That's our whole purpose on this earth, is to live a life that pleases him and draw others to him.
Time is going so quickly. I do want to ask, because all of us will face, it's inevitable. We will have bad news that will arrive. You started this book in talking about your son, Philip, your husband of 56 and a half years, as you mentioned, died. You deal with this. We all deal with this. What must we remember as we go through that grief process?
You know, we must remember. It's hard to digest, but you must eat and swallow the fact that it wasn't yours to start with.
Yes.
It wasn't yours. And so remember, God made it. God loaned the breath of life to us, and he calls back his breath of life. And so we have to get into the frame of mind, the understanding of the word of God, so that we know God loves us, and what he has done for us. Oh, so much happened in our lives that don't look like it's for us, but everything he does is for us. And so that's what we have to remember. He loves us, and like a parent loving a child, he will never do anything that hurts us from loving him.
You know, another message that you have is we really need to embrace the current, don't we? We need to embrace the present time, the happy moments, the happy memories. We really need maybe to be more reflective and appreciate those more. Sometimes life goes by so quickly that we really don't have the time to appreciate.
You are right. We do have the time, but we don't take the time. Somewhere I mentioned... I was just reading, because I read my book as well over and over. We don't let people into our life and give them. We don't treat and embrace them close enough sometimes to allow them the space in our heart. We don't give them a space in our heart, and that space goes vacant many times because we didn't take time to put them where they rightfully belonged in our lives.
Boy, so much. You know, finish that thought because it's so important.
Okay. What I think about, and I know I mentioned it, but my husband and my mother both passed 5 days apart.
Wow.
We had to bury my mother on a Monday, and then a week and a half later, bury my husband. They loved each other. They were my two pillars of strength. And so I just seemed to couldn't get over it. But because what I had gone through with my son, I was able to fare better with my son, my husband, and my mother.
And because of what you've gone through and writing the book Only on Loan, you're able to help so many of us get through those circumstances. And again, it's a book that you can refer to as circumstances come about in your life. It's a book that you will keep on the bookshelf and will be basically a reference as you're going through the ups and downs of life. I've got a few minutes left here. What do you hope the takeaway is? What do you hope that individuals will gain after reading Only on Loan?
Oh, you know, this is it's a long story and yet it's a short story. And by that, I mean, it doesn't change. You can go round and round, but borrowing is what it is and loan and paying back is what it is. So things are not going to change in the respect of the facts of life. So what I hope some will be reminded after reading the book. I do sincerely hope some will be reminded, and some will perhaps be brought to mind something they had never heard before. That's possible. I want people to understand that life comes and it's fast, and what we do is what strengthens or break down other individuals, and that we have the responsibilities. It is really our responsibility to love God and to do everything in our power at every opportunity to make them more of what God wants them to be. That's my hope for this book. I didn't just sit down and decide, oh, I'll write. But he worded this, and he gave it to me. And I've had lots of opportunities to doubt it. Even today, yesterday, anytime. But I know he gave it to me. And so he gave it to me for his glory, though, not for me and not for an income. He just gave it to me so I could continue to send it to other individuals and they can. And I've had a good number of people to let me know how much it has helped them.
Well, the title is so important and says it all. Only on Loan, a reminder not for yours to keep. Our guest on the program is Maggie Scott. She is the author of the book. The book published by Reader's Magnet. I mentioned that's an outlet. You can buy the book there as well. I know they've helped you take the book and get it out there so people can read it and turn some lives around. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Reader's Magnet has been exceptionally well equipped to help me, and what can I say? People that I didn't know 2 years ago, now they're like neighbors and friends, and so it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. This opportunity to do what I'm doing right now with you, I could not even guess it before, having gotten it through Reader's Magnet.
Well, it is such a privilege to have you on the show, to share your message and to help other people, which you're doing with your book. I mentioned you're working on your next book, Yes, You Are Your Brother's Keeper. How are you coming with that?
Well, I've just had a little stall going on, but it's still very much alive. It's on my computer. The transcript is in process, but I feel strongly about what I'm writing, so I could say I'm coming.
Well, that's good. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Maggie, it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. Maggie M. Scott, the author of the book Only on Loan, a reminder not yours for keeps, book available at Amazon, all the usual places, readersmagnet.com, information on our website. Maggie, thank you for being with us on the program. Look forward to having you back. So much more to talk about. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. I really appreciate your time with it.
Well, it's been a very important message, and I appreciate you taking the time to come and talk about the book, Only on Loan, A Reminder, Not Yours for Keeps. Maggie Scott is our guest and the author. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.